As many of Indiana's failing schools struggle to get out of this bottom category, one school district made the jump right from F to A. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Peter Balanon-Rosen reports on this school district's efforts to maintain its new A status.
4 years ago, test scores at the Evans School in Evansville were low. So low, the elementary school qualified for a three-year federal grant for almost $6 million. In the grant's final year, something big happened. Evans catapulted from failing to an A. Current principal Helene Blum was with students when she found out.
So I very calmly tried to finish with them, and then as soon as they left, went to the assistant principal and just screamed. Literally, you know, just screamed and to say we're an A.
But then a new reality set in.
After turnaround, new challenges begin because now it's sustainability.
So what did the $6 million grant pay for? Largely, people. More teachers per grade, a social worker, an after-school program, also books, software. Now,
it's a lot of looking at how can we achieve the same thing without the money to pay for it. So, yeah, without the money to pay for it. So it's, you know, it's a lot of creativity.
With that grant, first grade teacher Lindsay Heisler says staff groups students together based on tests the school gives every few weeks.
What was that story all about?
It's a practice school staff point to when asked how they rose from an F to an A. But today, they have eight fewer teachers to manage it.
It's a fast pace, though. This isn't for the weak-hearted.
At Evans, 9 out of every 10 students qualify for free or reduced lunch, a common indicator of poverty. Principal Blum says some students come to school with challenges from outside the classroom, histories of homelessness, trauma, violence. And that social worker provided by the grant, gone with it.
You know, the next piece to really maintain is to also make sure that we're not only meeting the kids' academic needs, but also those social-emotional needs.
That means a focus on relationships, making sure students feel like they have at least one staff member to turn to. After 6 months, the school found outside grants to help pay for a social worker. Evans also partners with AARP to get senior tutor volunteers.
I want to wait for some new hands. Talia, what's something we put on our line plot earlier today?
Fourth grade teacher Larissa Eitenauer says it's been challenging, but
I am learning so much. Like, I don't feel like if I had gone to another school that was not a failing school that I would have learned nearly as much, just because we've had to work from the ground up.
And she says they've had to recreate some things.
Well, now I have one less person at my side to kind of help with some of the grading and the small groups and all of that, but the things that we did during that time we're still trying to keep up with.
One of those things, most days, teachers come in early to work on curriculum and get training from other teachers or district coaches. And the district helps in other ways, too. Evans is one of 5 district schools in what they call a transformation zone. Director of School Transformation, Kelsey Wright, helps these schools bring on teachers and set goals and meet them. She says each week she checks in, pours over data, and helps staff tweak things.
I'm looking for sustainability. If a school is able to fully function and maintain high student performance on their own, my work is done.
Wright says she's trying to work herself out of a job. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Balanon-Rosen.